Lord, you are my God. I honor you and praise you. You have done amazing things. You have always done what you have said you would. You have done what you planned long ago. You have made the city a pile of rocks. You have destroyed her walls. The city our enemies built with strong walls is gone. It will never be built again. People from powerful nations will honor you. Cruel people from strong cities will fear you. You help the poor people. You help the helpless when they're in danger. You're like a shelter from the storms. You're like shade that protects them from the heat. The cruel people attack like a rainstorm beating against the wall. The cruel people burn like the heat in the desert. But you, God, stop the violent attack as the cloud cools a hot day. Lord, you silence the song of those who have no mercy. The Lord of Heaven's armies will give a feast. It will be on this mountain for all people. It will be a feast with the best food and wine. The meat and wine will be the finest. On this mountain, God will destroy the veil that covers all nations. This veil, called death, covers all people. But God will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away every tear from every face. God will take away the shame of his people from the earth. The Lord has spoken. At that time, people will say, "Our God is doing this. We have trusted in him, and he has come to save us. We have been trusting our Lord, so we will rejoice and be happy when he saves us."
Thank you, Pharrell. Thank you. We have some booklets for young children at this point that the stewards are going to hand around, and pens as well, colouring pens. So they're going to come to the top of the aisles and work their way back. So if you like a booklet and a pen, raise your hand and they will distribute them. Let's get them all out. Put your hand up high so it can be seen. Just a reminder, if you weren't here at the beginning, there is a DIY creche across in the hall if you would like to make use of it. It's DIY, you have to stay there with your child. You can come and go at any point. Anyone else need a booklet? Yep, still some at the back there. Oh, someone needs a booklet here, is that right? Yep, someone at the front of the south aisle now. Suddenly decided a last minute request. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this wonderful passage that Pharrell just read to us. And whether we're colouring in our booklets or listening in our pews, we pray that you would speak to us, shape us through your words as you promise. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are a child of one of the booklets, then the first question on the inside, there's a box with a question at the top, and the question in the activity is to write or to draw your favorite food. And whether or not you have a booklet, I wonder what you'd write or draw. Fish and chips, jelly and ice cream, lasagna, spaghetti bolognese, curry, Korean barbecue. Have a look at the booklet, see what is colored. Fillet steak. Well, that's an ambitious six-year-old there. Food. Glorious food, so much to choose from. And the second question in the booklets is, who would you invite to a feast? Again, write or draw them. And I wonder, who would you invite to your great feast? Friends, family, maybe someone famous who you've never met before, but you'd like to have along. Who would you invite to a feast of your favorite food? If you look back over your life, short or long, what are some of the most memorable meals the best parties, the most amazing company. The Bible is full of feasts. There are many of them in the pages of Scripture. Not quite a feast, but we began our service. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The Psalms describe the Bible as sweeter than honey, delicious, taste and see. And our reading this morning that Pharrell read describes an amazing feast, Isaiah 25, a feast given by God, a feast given after he has rescued his people from their enemies, he has saved them, and he serves a celebration. The Lord, it says, will give a feast of the best food and wine. The meat and wine will be the finest, Isaiah says. Literally, the literal rendering of that verse is rich food full of marrow. And that's not marrow the vegetable. I love marrow the vegetables. I grow them in my allotment, but that's not the vegetables. Yeah, you get that? This is bone marrow, rich and reeking. We don't go in for marrow very much nowadays. I doubt there are any pictures of bone marrow in our booklets. But then, and of course in many cultures, it was and is a delicacy. Rich food, full of marrow. The reading goes on, aged wine, well refined. This is a great feast. And God serves it, in the reading, for all peoples. Not just one nation, but all nations. And this was the theme that runs through the pages of Scripture of God's great banquet reoccurs as he turned through the pages. God's lavish hospitality, rich food, fine wine, a feast to banish hunger and end sorrow. In the version that Pharrell read, just a beautiful verse, the Lord will wipe away every tear from every face. That was the hope of God's Old Testament people. And when Jesus began his ministry, 700 years after Isaiah, this passage was written, do you remember what his first miracle was? Miracle number one, he turned water into wine, fine wine, at a wedding, the finest of wine. He turned a mediocre party that was about to go down in memory for being a really bad party, he turned it into a feast to remember for the right reasons. And he did this not only to help his hosts out and their embarrassment, it was a sign, his first miracle, fine wine, a foretaste of the kingdom. Later, he fed 5,000 people in the wilderness. They were, if you remember, fully satisfied. There were 12 baskets of leftovers, a foretaste of the kingdom. He said, whoever comes to me will never be hungry, will never be thirsty. He told parables about a great banquet, God inviting all people from the highways and the byways, go and bring them all in. And towards the end of his life, Jesus gave his disciples something to remember him by. And what did he give them? A keepsake? A picture? Something to talk about? No. He gave them a meal, something to eat, bread and wine, a foretaste of the kingdom. After he'd risen from the dead, he appeared to his disciples on the shore of Lake Galilee. And do you remember what he said to them? He said, come and have breakfast. Eat with me. We did a whole series last year, if you remember, on meals with Jesus in Luke's gospel. The rich theme of feasting and celebration through the Bible. And our theme for this service, as we've said, is feasting. And that's partly because of the Chinese New Year celebrations and the refreshments afterwards. We wanted to celebrate that. But also it's because we're about to begin Lent. But we're not there yet. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. Before that comes Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Day, and that is a feast day. It's the day to use up all that we might be giving up for Lent, whether or not you can fit them all in a pancake or not. But it's a feast day. There used to be a tradition here when I arrived that on Pancake Day, the rector of St. Nick's, who some of you will remember, it would go up to the top of the tower and throw pancakes down from the top of the tower to the crowds below. We stopped, and I'm glad we stopped it, because I used to feel really sick. And not because I ate too many pancakes, but I can tell you, when you lean over that tower down, it made me feel very queasy. I'm glad we stopped it. The mayor now throws them from the town hall, which is not quite so far down. Next week, the other side of Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, we are looking in our service at fasting, an all-age service. Come to that. Joy is leading it. This weekend is feasting. As we prepare for Shrove Tuesday, we share special refreshments served by our Hong Kong brothers and sisters. These two services, feasting and fasting, the Christian life is a mixture of feast and fast, of joy and sorrow. Venus shared powerfully earlier about some of the pain of leaving her home country, and yet with that, some of the blessing that she has experienced. I stand here and I look out at you, and I know many of you well, and I know your stories of joy and sorrow, feast and fast, celebration and lament. They go hand in hand in this life. One day, there will be no more lament. As we read, God will wipe away every tear from every face. But for the moment, the tears remain, celebration and lament. But we must not forget about celebration. Amidst all that's difficult, to celebrate, and to do so with food, just as Jesus did. The Son of Man, if you remember that well-known phrase, came, what did he come doing? Eating and drinking. Feast together as God's people are for celebration. They express the joy of being God's people, God's new community, created by Christ through his cross. Our reading ended. We have trusted in him, and he has come to save us. We have been trusting in our Lord. We will rejoice and be happy when he saves us. Our meals together, our services are for celebration. They're also for invitation. Jesus welcomed all, tax collectors and sinners he spent time with. He was called a friend of sinners. He went after the lost and the least. God's banquet is for all. He sent his servants out into the roads, and we are to both experience God's gracious invitation, but not just to experience it, to extend his gracious invitation, his generous hospitality to all people. Celebration, invitation, and our meals and feasts are for anticipation. As we celebrate now, so we look forward to another day, a greater feast, a banquet in the fullness of the presence of Christ. Do you remember Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and," what? Talk with him? Eat with him. And it's a beautiful picture of relationship in the presence and the company of Christ. But even that image is not the full picture. One day in the new heavens and the new earth, we're not just going to float around, you know, with clouds and strumming harps. There is an ultimate consummation. We will consume the richest food fine wines, the feast of God. And we are all invited. Let me read again these verses from Isaiah. The Lord Almighty will give a feast. It will be on this mountain for all people. It will be a feast with the best food and wine. The meat and wine will be the finest on this mountain. God will destroy the veil that covers all nations. This veil called death covers all peoples, but God will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away every tear from every face. God will take away the shame of his people from the earth. The Lord has spoken. At that time, people will say, our God is doing this. We have trusted in him, and he has come to save us. We have been trusting our God. We will rejoice and be happy when he saves us. Let's pray together. Lord God, your word tells us to rejoice with those who rejoice and to mourn with those who mourn. We recognize this morning the mix of these things amongst our church family, the gathering here this morning. We come to you with great rejoicing, for you are our generous, gracious Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that we have experienced of that and all that is to come. We welcome you into our celebration this morning. Amen.